then the next one that goes perfectly into that. I may seem arrogant, and that's okay with me. I just don't want to be seen as being like you.
Woo.
Again.
You're terrible. You're an awful person. You are so judgmental. You are so impatient. You are so inconsiderate. I would rather be arrogant and haughty and know what I'm doing every single day and have people look up to me in admiration mm-hmm. than be you. Mm-hmm.
Which in turn makes a lot of people, when you hear that, be like, oh my gosh, that's terrible. That's horrible. And you start second guessing and then you're like, well, I guess you are that great. Like you know, mm-hmm. you tell me all these wonderful things you do. You constantly beat me down. I should be lucky to be with you. And it's this terrible cycle.
Yeah, you're right. I was impatient. I had road rage the other day. You were in the car. That was really, really bad. Our kids were in the car too. And now I did a bad example on them. Wow, I'm a terrible wife. I'm a terrible mother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should drive more often. You're so much better at driving than me.
Yep, exactly.
I expect you to be loyal to me at all times, no matter what I do. However, don't expect me to be loyal to you in any way.
Ooh.
I didn't really experience that.
I did, for sure. In like the most petty, weird ways of all time. But I think one thing, I don't know about like loyal in this instance, but like something that happened with me all the time was going out. Like if I went out to the bar or something, and we all are friendly. Like when you go up to the bar,
yeah,
there are people that say, nice shoes, like your hair, yep, whatever, give you compliments, right? And you mm-hmm. turn around and you're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. What's your name? How are you? You know, you're having a drink, you're listening right. to live music, you're enjoying yourself. It was like, I could not do that. If I did that, hell was breaking loose. He was leaving the bar and I was stuck there alone.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be the most social butterfly of all time, get all the attention in the world, walk through the bar and talk to a zillion different people, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, that's like a little example of it, but yeah. I think that's probably very, very common.
Basically, like, I want you to do everything that I want in the relationship, which is only talk to me, mm-hmm. only be with me, only say that you like my shoes.
Yep.
But I can do whatever I want.
Exactly.
I can talk to everyone. I can mm-hmm. compliment whoever I want. I can buy them drinks.
Yep. I can do exactly what you're doing times 10 and it's mm-hmm. no problem.
Yep.
The second I turn around and you're talking to someone else.
Yep. Well, I was only doing that because she said this about me. So I was only complimenting her back.
Right. And I said, okay, well, that's literally why I stopped to talk to that girl. Because she told me she liked my shirt. And now you're pissed at me. Like, wasn't even a guy. It was literally like a girl
mm-hmm.
at the bar. And we were talking about clothes.
But you were getting my drink. So you were distracted and I didn't have my drink. And I'm super thirsty.
Yep.
So you weren't considering me at all in that exchange. You were concerned about you and talking to a random stranger that you don't even know. So explain that to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it just gets me hot.
Yeah.
Ready to just rage right now.
Your face. Oh, when you said
because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you just had murder on the brain. You're just.
And roid rage. Yeah.
Number 10.
I will criticize you and expect you to accept it. But if you criticize me, especially in public, mm. I will come at you with rage, just yep. as we ended with.
Yep.
One more thing. I will never forget or forgive, and I will pay you back one way or another. I am a wound collector.
The vault!
Oh!
The vault!
Oh, God.
The wound collector.
Ew, that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah. I mean, this is literally what we've been talking about for the whole time, is the fact that if you do anything like genuinely probably not good, they will never forget nor forgive you. Even if they say you're forgiven. Nope.
You are not. It'll nope. come back up.
Well, because it feeds into their insecurities. So it just like it always comes up and then you have to make them feel better about it.
Right.
And
ew.
I remember there was one day I said something about like, I really should not say any of this on mic at all. But I remember in the kitchen and we were talking about something and I said a sexual joke. Just like, okay, yeah, you can't do anything ever. But
no fun around here.
But I said something about like, well, I don't always finish. And then like just like something like that. And then I went to like go fill up a water cup and he was like, yeah, sometimes I don't either.
I'd kill him. I would have thrown the water cup straight in his face.
Well, I looked at him and I was like, that's only because you have like some complex of insecurity bullshit. Ew. That you are, yeah. But like, that's how it ended. And Marsha's just over here like, I'm not hearing any of this.
And she heard the whole thing.
She heard the whole thing, of course. And I'm just like, I have never had a boyfriend do that.
No.
And because usually they like make a joke about it or like, I'm sorry that you're so fucking hot or like whatever it might be.
Like something cute.
Yeah, something cute. And his was to, and I didn't even think that I was shaming him.
No.
And so, but this is how you like justify like, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have said that in front of Marsha.
Right.
And then it just like go, yeah. I mean, maybe I shouldn't have said that in front of
Marsha. No, I mean, yeah, but again, it's like, I think that goes like, back to, like you said, the insecurity is like runs so deep that anything you say, they feel is a personal attack. That's hilarious.
I expect you to be interested in what I have achieved and what I have to say. I, on the other hand, am not at all interested in you or what you have achieved. So don't expect much curiosity or interest from me about your life. I just don't care.
Well, you dickhead.
Like, and it's just, it's so crazy because they make you think that they care so much. Mm-hmm. And then when you're like, I had a great day. This is like 10 things that I did that day. Mm-hmm. And they're looking at you like, how do you not know that I'm so sad right now and you don't even care?
Yep. And you're like, what?
You asked me how my day went and I told you how my day went. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that it was a crime to be happy.
Right.
Why are you sad? Let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Well, for one, that just added to it. Because you don't care about me. I had to ask you how your day was. You didn't even think to ask me about how mine was.
It is so ridiculous. That is so ridiculous. And it's so true. It's just... I don't know. My mom's speechless. That was like... That was spot on. Perfect performance.
Honestly, Em, if people were to ever ask us, hey, can you like play this part in a movie? Yes.
Absolutely.
Hands down. Put me in, coach. I got this one.
I have no trouble doing that at all. Okay, the next one. I am not manipulative. Yeah, we can't even say that with a straight face. I am not manipulative. I just like to have things done my way, no matter how much it inconveniences others or how it makes them feel. I don't care how others feel. Feelings are for the weak. Mm-hmm. It's their way or the highway. Period. That's all there is. Like, again, goes back to the control. Mm-hmm. If they don't have control over what's going on or what's going to happen, or if it what they want hurts somebody else, they don't care as long as they get their way. And that's it. It makes them happy to have it whatever way they want it.
I'm looking at it. It's just such a hard paragraph to read because their actions and everything that they say is the exact opposite. But this is like truly how they think. They're like, I'm not being manipulative. Mm. And it's like, but you are though. Like, how do you not see that I did not want to do that? Mm-hmm. And then you made me think that now I want to do that. And that's not okay. Mm-hmm. You're making me do something that I don't want to do.
Right. And see, this is where I get screwed up in this, is because then I'm like the biggest empath in the whole entire world, right? And so then I start thinking like, well, he really doesn't think he's being manipulative. Like, he's not a bad person because he doesn't.
Right.
He truly doesn't believe that what he's doing is like mean or hurtful.
Right.
Like, he might know it's manipulative, but he's not thinking about, you know,
a hurtful
way.
Yeah, he's just, literally his mindset is, I want Emily to close that laptop. There's a reflection and I can't deal with it. It's messing with my eyes. So, but I know that she's working. So, and she needs her laptop to work. So how do I do this my way? Em, like, come watch a movie with me. I can't, babe. I'm working. Mm-hmm. Well, but you love this movie. It's like...
I want to snuggle you.
Yeah, I want to snuggle you. Like, we just had a great meal. Like, don't you want some snuggle time? Mm-hmm. Like, we haven't spent any time together.
And all that sweet, nice thing that you're hearing is purely because he wants a laptop closed.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck about snuggle time.
Mm-mm. He wants a laptop closed and doesn't care what you do. Then you close it and get over there and he's like...
You smell. You go take a shower.
If he told me I smelled, I would give him the chokey.
Your hair is greasy. How long has it been since you washed it?
I would go pull my laptop back up and put a spotlight on it. But that was another good analogy.
Yeah. I expect gratitude at all times for even the smallest things I do. As for you, I expect you to do as I ask. Oh, this is just like getting into like, a weird area that is real, but it's still just I think it's strange because like, obviously this isn't rational. Like this is, right. This isn't how people normally think. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's super strange.
It's just kind of like, I don't know. When you start thinking about that kind of like the manipulation and like expecting gratitude, but like he's never going to give you any gratitude. It turns into like this almost like evil dark side for me. Yes. Like that's how, like when I'm reading this, I'm like, ew, like that's dark. Like that feels.
Yeah. Like I don't want any part of it.
Right.
It's just evil. Yeah.
Right. And then I only associate with the best people. And frankly, most of your friends don't measure up.
Yep. He starts pointing out, like, what is wrong with your friends and, like, how they are bad influences on you and how I don't like that she does that or I don't like the way that you behave around her or, like, whatever
to,
like, it might be.
Isolate you and try to pull you away from the friends, even though he does not give a shit about the friends. He's really has probably never done anything but studied to see what they do and then makes up in his mind what he doesn't like about. He saw Susie yesterday pick up a book off the shelf and he can make up some weird thing about why Susie sucks now.
Susie sucks.
Sorry to anybody named Susie.
Damn her picking up that book. I hate that book.
But you know what I mean? Like, a lot of them don't spend enough, like, quality time with anybody to
You're
know.
You're right. They are, like, master observers. Correct. In the worst way.
From because, you and your friends.
Yes, because they can, like, literally pick up, exactly as you said, like, Marsha could pick up a book and hand me the book, and all of a sudden the book is the devil, and I shouldn't read the book because Marsha read it, and then Marsha, like, had two drinks while she was reading it, so you're going to drink while you read that book, and I don't like it when you drink.
Exactly.
I don't fucking know.
No, that's exactly, like, literally.
And it's just, like, those three things don't go together at all. But, okay, I guess I won't read, I don't know, like, I'll just read the book when you're not around.
Exactly. Which, you're creating this toxic.
And so then you're hiding stuff from him, and then he's just like, wait, why do you want alone time? Are you going to read that book? It's literally fucking Nicholas Sparks, calm your shit.
Oh my god.
Not 50 Shades. Don't get like all insecure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. It's the Bible, bitch.
Exactly. There would still be a problem.
Is it the Old or New Testament?
Oh my god.
Oh,
that's funny.
What's the next one? Is it the 15th?
Yes.
If you would just do what I say, things would be better. Narcissists overvalue themselves and devalue others, and that means you. You will never be treated as an equal. You will never be respected, and you will in time be devalued out of necessity so that they can overvalue themselves. Ruh-roh.
That was a good ending. Shit.
So how do you tolerate the narcissistic personality? If this is truly how they think, if this is the reality that they live in, how do you cope with it?
Mm-hmm. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
At all.
Absolutely not.